Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about the Friday practice session that just happened for the French Grand Prix in Le Mans. Now, I am traveling the next couple of days, so the videos won't be as normal, but everything will be back together by Sunday. Now, before we get into the session, here is how it finished. Jorge Martin was fastest from Pecco Bagnaia, Pedro Acosta, Maverick Viñales, Fabio Di Giantonio, Jack Miller, Aleix Espargaró, Franco Morbidelli, Marco Bezzecchi, Fabio Quartararo, Enea Bastianini, Raul Fernandez, Marc Marquez, Alex Rins, Miguel Oliveira, Augusto Fernandez, Brad Binder, Joan Mir, Alex Marquez, Johan Zarco, Luca Marini, and Taka Nakagami. Now, if I'm honest, both Pecco and Martin look really, really good this weekend. It's very rare you see Pecco coming out on a Friday being a bit punchy. Martin, yeah, he is faster than him, but definitely really good session. Pedro Acosta has had a great day. That save that he did in this morning's practice session was absolutely unbelievable, but he is looking strong again for this weekend. Can Pedro win in Tech 3's home Grand Prix? Maverick Viñales, a very solid one as well. He believes that this is going to be their strongest track of the season, so let's wait and see what he has in store in tomorrow's qualifying and the sprint. Di Giantonio was also happy and very confident coming into this weekend, and fifth place is a really good reward for him. Jack Miller and Didi Marquez was towing Marc Marquez and did actually get into, I think at the time it was fourth place, but he was bumped down a little bit, but good practice session for Jack. Aleix Espargaró, you know, he's done well here, but in the past, I think he had a podium in 2022. But again, does need to start pushing in and getting ahead of Maverick if he wants to, let's just say, be El Capitan for the rest of the season and into next year. Solid again for Morbidelli and Bezzecchi. Really good for Fabio Quartararo. I know it is his home race and he's a little bit pumped up, but the Yamaha being in 10th place directly into Q2 is really, really good. Enea Bastianini did crash towards the end of the session, so didn't get a, let's just call it a proper hot lap in towards the end. Raul Fernandez didn't see too much of Raul, if I'm very, very honest, but again, good position there for him, you know, ahead of Miguel Oliveira, his teammate. Marc Marquez tried some new settings. I don't think that they're working as he wanted. He is happy with them, but has it taken away a bit of the edge from the performance? He, you know, had a massive tank slapper, ran wide as well in his last couple of laps. So, you know, goes in Q1 tomorrow. Alex Rins, again, pretty good session out of Alex Rins, if I'm honest. Not so far behind Fabio Quartararo. It would be good to see how the boat Yamahas get on tomorrow. Miguel Oliveira, you know, last Aprilia on the track, so he definitely needs to pick it up. Augusto Fernandez, you know, it's very hard to see what's going on with Augusto. He's nearly 9/10 of a second behind his teammate. But saying that, the biggest surprise for me in Q1 and 17th place overall was Brad Binder. Had a bit of a pig of a day, if I'm honest. You know, a couple of crashes and definitely not what he needed. Also, Alex Marquez, you know, would have expected him to be a little bit further forward. Johan Zarco, Luca Marini, Taka Nakagami, the usual suspects down towards the back of it. I did expect a little bit more from Zarco, if I'm honest. But, you know, look, it is his home race, so I expected more. But all in all, I think it was really good couple of practice sessions. Really interested to see how things are going to go tomorrow. If I'm honest, you know, Pekka Bagnaia, Jorge Martin, and Pedro Acosta, they all look really good. I'm going to go for it tomorrow, and I'd say my sprint race winner tomorrow is going to be Pedro Acosta. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. Who is your rider of the day, and who is your sprint race winner in tomorrow's sprint race? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.